New York saw a lot of rain last fall. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reported above average to record-breaking precipitation across most of New England from September 2018 to February of this year. In Rochester and Buffalo, it rained nearly one out of every 2 days last fall. But the weather was felt more acutely in higher altitude places like the Helderbergs, where, quote, up on the hill, the forecast is more severe than in flat places like Albany. We're talking a climate that is consistently 10 degrees cooler, with more rain, more snow, and more wind. That causes a lot of problems for farming communities like Bern. Just one such example, hay. Anyone who raises livestock or owns horses needs hay to feed their animals during the winter, when pastures become unusable. Hay farmers cut their fields more than once a season, and what's known as second cutting, the grass that regrows after the first harvest, is of better quality, has more nutrition, and brings more money per bale than the season's first cut hay. But the nearly constant rain ruined much of the second hay crop last fall. In order to harvest hay, it needs at least 3 consecutive hot, dry days to remove the moisture from the cut grass before it can be baled. Otherwise, the hay will become moldy. With constant rain and overcast weather, harvesting hay became impossible. Not only that, without the sun to dry the ground, the wet fields can become ruined by the heavy equipment needed to process hay. And finally, the constant moisture caused much of the already cut hay to go moldy, reducing its value or making it worthless. In this interview, I speak to Emily Vincent, owner of Two Rock Ranch and shepherdess to 100 sheep. She explains why hay is so important to agriculture and the ripple effects felt by last fall's rain.
Sheep times 6 pounds a day, that's 600 pounds a day, right? Of food.
Wow.
Right. That's why we have to feed round bales. So 600 pounds is a round bale, basically.
So one round bale a day in the summertime?
They should be eating about one round bale a day. So if we're changing out the round bales like every 3 days about, mm-hmm. and we have 4 round bales out there.
Yeah.
Every 3 to 4, depending. The dirties take a little bit longer to go through theirs. I mean the cleans, like the inside ones.
Right.
So we are feeding about 7 round bales a week.
And how much does each round bale cost?
$40. So plus gas and all that stuff.
$280 a week.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
So a little over a grand every month.
Yes. Easy. Plus feed. Plus the feed costs.
Right.
And that's like $500.
Right. And we get 500 pounds delivered at a time.
Yes.
Every, like, week? Every week and a half?
Yeah, I'd say that. Every week and a half. So that's like really expensive. It adds up, you know?
And then how many months?
Well, winter seems to last forever.
It's not just winter, it's the...
No, because it's the fall, too, and the spring, because you can't put them out on pasture if it's wet.
Right.
Which is really hard, because it ruins your pasture when it rains too much.
Yeah.
So we have the rain that rains and rains and rains, and we didn't have good growth in our pastures, so then we were, like, down, you know, on feed, and so we had to move them more quickly, so they went through the pastures faster, and then we ran out of pasture space at the end of the fall.
Plus, just nothing grew back.
And nothing grew back.
Nothing grew back after August,
dark,
it seemed.
Dark and rainy and sad. I blame it on Trump. Anyway, and then on top of that, so then we started feeding in November, I would say, earlier.
Oh, maybe. Mid-October.
So October, November, so that already, we should have started feeding in December if our pastures were great. Is she wearing shorts? Holy cow. That is insane. It's 28 degrees and the girl's wearing shorts. Okay. Anyway. And then, so that's 2 extra months of feed costs, right? October, November, basically.
Yeah, October and November. And I would even say... September was pushing it.
Right, I agree. I think they were getting thin in September.
Well, up on the hill, it's not just the rain, it's the wind is very extreme.
It is, yeah. It's really harsh.
And there's no protection from it.
No, and I do think then they have to eat more to stay warm and to be fat. And plus their nerves, probably. They probably feel better when they eat, like all of us.
Yeah, well, of course.
So,
I can't imagine just laying in the darkness, wondering when it's gonna end.
I know, right?
When the wind and the rain and being hungry.
I like our sheep shelter. I think that makes me feel better.
Oh, definitely. Well, but that's why you can't use the pasture, because they don't have shelter.
Right, exactly.
And at a time when it should be pretty calm, but with intermittent storms, right. Maybe.
And now we just have torrential downpours all the time, at least this last year. So then we didn't get second cut hay up, so now we're feeding like substandard hay to our sheep. And now they need more of it because the hay is substandard.
Right.
So now they're consuming more to get the same amount of nutrients, but it's costing me more to give them the same amount of nutrients because it's just not the, you know, it wasn't cut at the ideal time and it's not the right hay for them.
And how far away is this second cut round bale vendor?
Oh my god, he's like an hour and a half away. Plus I have to pay it all up front, so I don't have like, and plus I have to pay shipping costs. Plus, I don't know where I'm going to store it.
So, all in all...
we're fucked.
Well, you say you're getting 20 round bales from this guy, right?
Well, hopefully. I have to see if I have the money for it.
How many can... Like,
his is $50.
Okay, $50
plus each. $8 for shipping.
Each?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, basically $60. Let's just round up.
Right. And how many can he deliver at a time?
20.
20?
But that means I have to come up with $1,200.
Right. And also, where are you going to store it?
Well, that's the second hard part. I have no idea. Where am I going to store 20 bales?
For reference, how big are these bales?
They're 4 feet by 5 feet.
So they're 5 feet tall.
Right.
And 4 feet in diameter.
Right. So they're very large. They weigh about 700 pounds. So, yeah. So if they're going through 7 round bales a week, the problem is then I have to go and buy 7 round bales a week because I don't have the money to, like, get, like, a whole year's, a whole winter's worth of food. So then, you know, it's not helping the whole, you know, climate change problem, you know?
Oh, the rain?
Yeah, and then me trucking all this hay back, you know, to get it back and forth, all the gas I'm using and the fossil fuels and, you know.
Yep, definitely. I mean, a truck pulling a trailer with 20 bales of hay on it is going, 2,600 pound bales of hay.
Yeah.
Is going to use a lot of fuel.
Right, and normally I'd buy it from somebody local, but because the weather was so bad this year, I have to go further out to buy hay.
And everybody has to go further out.
Yeah.
Everybody is worried about... It's affecting not just farmers, but people who have pet horses.
Oh, yeah. Pet goats.
Anything.
Pet aardvarks. I'm sure somebody has a pet aardvark.
Oh, definitely.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a big problem, you know? Plus, then all the nasty weeds take over because they're not getting grazed hard enough and I can't get out with the brush hog to brush hog them because it'll ruin my fields.
Why will the brush hog ruin the fields?
Oh, just because a tractor's so heavy, it just leaves huge ruts in it. And then, you know, it's very hard to brush hog it then. And it's just...
ground is so wet.
Yeah, and then if I go back over it, if I rut it all up, which is really bad, then if I go to try to brush hog it when it's dry, I can't brush hog it properly because it's not a smooth surface anymore. It has huge ruts in it.
Right.
It's really, really bad for your pastures. It's probably one of the worst things you can do to it.
And then once the grass gets churned into the muck, it, like, never really recovers.
It really doesn't, no. And then the weeds take over because they go for the easiest place to seed themselves.